Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm John Ostakovich, and here's what's happening. We're staring at an oncoming Siberian Express cold snap that could bring some minor snow to our region this work week and seems guaranteed to set low temperature records. Tuesday, we'll see precipitation and plunging temperatures, while Wednesday looks to have a high of 34 and wind making it feel like the 20s or teens. Governor Wolf and other Pennsylvania officials are giving a progress report on the state's ongoing battle against opioids. The governor feels they're moving in the right direction.
We can take great pride in going from a state that was doing virtually nothing to a state that the American Medical Association says is one of the leaders in the country. We've bent the curve in terms of deaths from opioid overdoses.
KYW's Andrew Kramer went to Kensington, known as an opioid hotspot here in Philadelphia, to see if people there agree with the governor.
My name is Charles Wainwright. I've been living in Kensington for 17 years. See, a lot of stuff is going on, and the zombies, as I call them, they're picking up needles.
We're sitting outside a beer store right now. Can you tell us what's going on outside that store? We're looking at it right now.
Right now, they're smoking weed and they're shooting up.
Right here in the open, they're just shooting up in front of us.
They're shooting up.
And you see that all the time when you're walking the streets?
All the time.
And you mentioned a zombie before. Can you tell us what a zombie is?
Can't get up, but don't fall down.
How does the drug problem here now compared to what it was like a couple years ago? Have you seen any progress?
No way. No way, no shape, no form.
Has it gotten worse?
Worser and worser.
Governor Wolf says progress is being made, but he admits the state does have more work to do in combating opioids. The Kennedy administration says it's finally met its goal of awarding 35% of Philadelphia city government contracts to minority and women-owned firms. Here's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
The annual report from the Office of Economic Opportunity says that of $706 million in city contracts, $254 million went to businesses owned by minorities or women. Deputy Commerce Director Iola Harper credits constant outreach both to city departments and the business community.
I've had some subcontractors tell me that they really feel a difference out in the field with prime contractors wanting to engage them more. So I'm kind of excited.
Harper acknowledges there's a lot left to do, but says she hopes this is the beginning of a cultural shift. This year also saw a shift in which group got more contracts. 23% went to minority-owned firms, 12% to women-owned firms.
This is called progress, perhaps too slow for some, but progress anyway. A former football player for Villanova is suing the NCAA and some other local schools. KYW's Paul Kurtz reports it's a push for athletes to be paid.
Trey Johnson claims the NCAA and its member schools are the employers of student athletes and therefore should pay them. His attorney, Paul McDonald, compares the athletes to students on work study.
Both work study students and student athletes have timesheets that their supervisors are required to maintain. So the schools effectively treat the student athletes like work study students already. They already have a system that would easily, where they could easily be placed in the system with work study students. They just simply aren't paying them like it.
In violation of federal law, according to McDonald, who believes the NCAA treats its student athletes more like unpaid prison inmates.
The NCAA's chief operating officer says in a statement that the complaint ignores previous court rulings that student athletes are not university employees. Last weekend, we all turned our clocks back an hour to return to standard time. One New Jersey state senator is looking to take the state out of daylight saving time entirely. Here's KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Enough with this spring forward, fall back routine. Lawrenceville Democrat Shirley Turner introduced the idea of sticking with daylight saving year-round back in May. Not only is the process confusing to some people, there are health reasons to consider.
Researchers have shown that this has an adverse effect on the body. It affects your metabolism. They claim it disrupts your heartbeat. It hinders you in terms of your performance because there's sleep deprivation as a result.
A few states have already approved the idea, but they're required to get a federal okay before making any change.
Turner's bill has been stuck in committee, but she'll likely introduce it again in the new legislative term. That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.